The next part is how has all of this changed over time? And we have two brief looks at the historical perspective. One is again drawing from Thad's research, and the second is from David Hitchens' research into some of the founding documents and principles of the program.
I'm trying to be real brief. People who are interested in some more detail can talk to me after we break up. I see the following shifts on the basis of these interviews over the 12 years of the program's history so far, from 75 to now. It's gone from being a program primarily for Native American students to a program that enrolls nearly all white students. In the very beginning, it was exclusively a program for Native American students, then partly for legal reasons and partly to expand, strengthen, support, and sustain the program. Gradually increasing numbers of non-Native students were let into it. Mary and the other original faculty seem to have thought about those students as placeholders, people who would ideally be replaced by Native students as the program grew and developed. It's gone from a program based primarily in communities in the field to a program based primarily on campus, both physically, in the sense that there are lots of terrific stories about Mary and the other faculty getting up at 3 in the morning to drive to Nia Bay and spend all day in Nia Bay talking to people and driving back to Olympia in the middle of the night, but also in the sense that most of the early students were established in communities, they were doing significant work in those communities, they were already recognized and respected in those communities, and that Mary viewed the ultimate educational authority for those students as vested in those communities, that those were the people who were capable of educating the students, and that they were the proper people to assess the students' work, so that the faculty were also, in a way, placeholders for the community, ways in which a kind of educational relationship between the community and the students could be established, validated, maintained. The program's gone from mostly older students to younger ones. It's gone, I think, from being a conscious experiment to being a kind of established tradition in a way that lots of the rest of the college has too. In the conversations I had with people about Mary, one thing that struck me was the sense of her repeating over and over again that she was engaged in a process, exploring, trying to discover ways of doing something that had never been successfully done before. That is, trying to figure out what higher education for Native Americans ought to be, how to use useful pieces of Western traditional education and interface with that, how to create an institution within Native American traditions. Somebody told me, she once said, that the West had been working on this for 2,000 years, ever since Plato, that you had to figure that it was going to take 20 years at least to think it out for Native American communities. From that point of view, she wanted everything. She and the other faculty argued day and night about what to try and whether it was working or not. She wanted everything recorded because she thought it was perfectly possible that things would happen that you didn't realize mattered for 5 years and that you then were going to need to go back and be able to look at again in order to use them and profit from them. From this point of view, the 20-year plan was a list of topics to look into. Now, in a way, like a lot of the rest of the college, I think, the program has established ways of doing things, and people talk about following Mary's plan as if it were something to look back on instead of something to be a rough guideline or itinerary to try to work out in the future. It's gone from an all-women faculty to a program in which the central faculty are men. Nobody seemed to think that that had changed the general philosophy of the program or its respect for each individual student, but some people thought that maybe it meant there was less, that the women in the early years of the program had spent more energy calling up, running around looking after students than happens now. A couple of other, well, just let me talk about one other thing, which is connected to this issue about going from an experiment to a tradition, one of the things that Mary was interested in was trying to not build an institution which, like military training, would be getting ready to fight the last war. She wanted to try to be quite sure that when this, as this institution got constructed, that it wasn't an institution which was essentially trying to prepare people to live in the world of 50 years ago. She wanted to try to think about how you might leap over the kind of accumulated baggage, technological and so on, that other institutions had built up over the years, and try to get to the cutting edge and think about what was in fact the world that we were currently living in and it looked like we were going to be living in, and to build an institution for that.